Do I want to or do I have to? Abraham, through my early years, while we lived on a series of 40-acre farms in Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas, I did many different things to earn money, all of them very hard work and none of them fun. From picking berries to raising and selling chickens to planting, harvesting, and selling tomatoes, and chopping and selling firewood, I earned quite a bit of money for those times, but I didn't enjoy my work at all. And then during my high school years in New Orleans, I worked at another series of non-fun jobs as a roofer, a sheet metal mechanic, and an elevator operator. The first job I had that was any fun at all was being a lifeguard at Pontchartrain Beach. I guess I was like most others around me, and it didn't occur to me that fun and earning money could coincide. But during the time that I was doing all of that not fun, very hard work, I was doing fun things after work. I got together with other kids in the park at night and played my guitar, and I sang at church and in the choir with the New Orleans Opera Association. I led a Cub Scout group and performed acrobatics and volunteered as a teacher of gymnastics and dance. I did many wonderful fun things, but I didn't earn money from any of them. However, once I became an adult, I never again worked very long at anything I didn't enjoy. Instead, I became self-employed, and those things that I'd been doing free for fun, I just kept doing, but then I started receiving money in return for performing them. I hadn't been training for or planning for a career in music or singing or dancing or acrobatics. But then the sheet metal workers' union called a strike, and while I was out of work, a man down at the YMCA gym asked me to join. It was called El Gran Circo de Santos y Artigas in Cuba. It was a circus down there, as an aerial bar performer. It was called an artista. And so I didn't go into the secure direction in roofing and sheet metal that my father wanted me to plan for. It paid a steady wage, and I was trained for it and was very good at it, even though I disliked so much about it. But as a result of the unwanted union strike, I turned easily in the direction of what then became a truly joyous life of adventure and earnings. I began as an acrobat with that Cuban circus, and then I stayed in show business in one aspect of another for another 20 years.
Hear how the details of your life clearly demonstrate the things we've been offering here. Do you see how those early years of working so hard at things you did not enjoy helped you to not only identify what you did not want, but also helped you to determine what you did prefer? And even though you were working as a teenager, still at the things that you did not enjoy doing, you were spending a great deal of your time, every spare minute really, doing things that you really did like very much to do. So the two parts of your equation for joyful creation were in place. The hard work caused you to ask. Your time playing music and doing the gymnastics and such that you loved put you in a chronic place of allowing. And then, through the path of least resistance, the universe delivered to you a viable path to get to the freedom, growth, and joy that you wanted. Because of the intense unpleasantness of those early years of very hard work, you were one of the few who was strange enough or weird enough or different enough to allow yourself to seek your bliss. And that led to many things that you had come to desire. Most people feel a stark difference between the things that they want to do and the things that they believe they have to do. And most put anything that earns money in the category of the things that I have to do. That's why the money often comes so hard, and that's why there's usually not enough of it. If you're wise enough to follow the trail of good-feeling thoughts, you will discover that that blissful path will lead you to all things that you desire. By deliberately looking for positive aspects along your way, you will come into vibrational alignment with who you really are and with the things you really want. And once you do that, the universe must deliver to you a viable means to achieve your desires.